What's up, bitches? This is part two of Friday's podcast. If I was, very interested in technology and what I would have to do to actually merge my Zoom video or audio or whatever the fuck I do, I could have figured this out. But instead, you're getting two podcasts, and that's okay, bitch. Like, nobody's gonna die, okay? I kind of thought I was for a second when I fucking hit stop recording. I was just gonna take a break and adjust my chair and move around and like shift the conversation. And yeah, your girl fucked up. So it's fine. Everything's fine. We are fine. But I do want to finish this conversation. I talked a little bit about parenting. I thought it would just be cool to jump on with her. I'm trying to practice what it's gonna be like to have guests, okay? So just let me do my thing. You're probably gonna meet my entire family before we're all said and done. And that's okay, bitch. If you are new to my podcast, the entire family that consists of a husband and three kids. And then three more. I don't even know how many kids I have at this point. I'm fucking delirious. That's it. I need to just stop recording, right? I need to just go home. Why did I say three kids? Like, why the fuck would I say? Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, bitch. I have six. I've never had three kids in my life. I was like born with six kids. I had six fucking kids. In my defense, it was a long night at work. Okay. It's been a long day. It's been just long. It has been long. I did not get enough sleep, and that always fucks me up. It like fucks up my core. And that can be kind of what we're going to talk about on episode two on Fridays, like some mood boosting shit. So I feel like this universal energy from the conversations that I've had with some of you bitches this week, like some of you are really feeling stuck, believing that you don't have a choice. And you've just got this disempowering belief. And I think that's just kind of residual energy from the shift we just experienced. It's kind of hard to like get that motivation, right? So if you've been tuning in this week, we kind of talked about that, like how to get yourself going. But what do you do when like the walls are caving in and like you just feel like you can't? Okay. The truth is, like, you're not stuck. You have to look at everything around you. You have to just look at everything around you. And there's some quick mood boosting activities that you can do at home. And these are good for me when I'm really losing my shit. Like, if I, as soon as I left for work today on my motorcycle, just getting outside made me feel better. I had to get out of the house. Like, I was just overstimulated. I had to get out. So that's the thing. Sitting around the house, it's going to leave you feeling blue 100%. You can't let cabin fever set in. So get the fuck out. If it means going for a walk or, doing the things. Maybe you like to go shopping. Maybe you like to go window shopping. Maybe you want to go visit friends. Like, if you are not feeling your greatest, I want you to get the fuck outside. You know that. Stand in the dirt, get bare feet, walk around. I did get some grounding in today, and that helped a lot. I did that before I put my shoes on to get on the motorcycle. So, between that and then just being in the air today, it definitely, recentered me. Some days are just full of a lot, and our schedule was fucked up today. So I still have to navigate like everybody else. I have to still do the things. So maybe you have bad weather coming in and you are stuck at home, and maybe that's frustrating you. Some people think that home is boring, but I want to tell you guys, like, you have to shift your state of mind. Like, maybe you're in the season of like, all right, I mean, this is where my husband and I are. We were going out to eat so much, you guys. I was just like embarrassed for us. Okay. It was not okay. And we reined it in. Like, we're done. We're done going out. We want to, I've been meal prepping some good ass shit from home. Oh my God, I'm making ribs for these bitches tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're fucking eating really good. And home cooked meals, like I forgot. Like, sometimes I really do love preparing stuff, right? Not all the time. So if my husband's listening, don't get fucking excited. We know I don't like to cook all the time, but sometimes I do. I do like to meal prep and have my shit ready. Been doing that. So we've been staying home a lot. And I'm gonna tell you guys, like, if you're just like bored at home, it's a state of mind. So I promise you, like, even at home, I could give you some habits that are gonna like mood boost your brain, okay? So it's time now. You can do all the things that you haven't had time for before. Get creative in the space that you have. How calm and relaxing is your house? Is it time for you to like declutter your drawers, go through your closets? I mean, if a lot of my bitches live in seasonal weather, we know what's coming. Are you prepared for that? Are there things you can put away and things you could bring out to just kind of go through the season? Or are you like me, bitch, and you live out of a clothes basket? Yes. Here's another confession from Brandon Lynette on Listen Bitch Podcast. My shit's in a clothes basket. I swear to God. I wash it. I take it. So I wear the same stuff every day. I have five of the same dresses, literally, two of one kind and three of the other. Five of the same fucking, I just wear the same shit every day. It makes it easy for me. And I like to, liken myself to these fucks. Like, who's the guy that created Apple? He just was like, well, if I don't have to worry about what I'm wearing, he wears like literally the same shit every day. Huh? Steve Jobs wore the same shit every fucking day. Like, you didn't have to think about it. And that's what I do. I don't have time to think about my clothes. Like, I go through my basket to either find leggings or sweats or the dress. That's it. Like, there is no in between all the things. So that was a little confession. You're welcome from that. Because I know you guys worry and wonder, like, how does she do it all? Well, I compromise some things, and that means my shit's in a fucking clothes basket. So there's some juicy dirt for Brandon Lynette. My husband's like, he hates his clothes to be wrinkled. So I know this basket at the end of our bed, right next to my fucking dresser, bitch, right next to it, 3 feet away from this. And we have a fucking ginormous fucking closet. Okay. Our closet is like the entire wall of the room. Ask me if I use it. I do. I have a whole pile of clothes that I threw in there on the floor. They're not even on hangers. It's just a whole bundle of clothes. Like, I don't give a fuck. I just don't care. I don't care. And the thing is, I don't feel like I look sloppy. I just don't. I mean, leggings don't get wrinkled. You know what I'm saying? Neither do hoodies. And like, that's how I work. It's fine. And my dresses, like, they're fucking Alfani nice ass dresses. And they get thrown in that basket and I put them on and they're wrinkle free. Because it's good quality material. See, that's why you get the nice things and then they can be taken through real life abuse. You know, that those are clothes made for real women. I'm going to tell you that. Cheers to Alfani. I love your fucking dresses. Literally, if you ever see me like 3 days in a row in the same dress, you can question it. Five times out of 10, it probably is the same dress, but most of the time, I'm happy to get a clean one out. I just love the dress. I love how it fits me. I love the style. So that's it. And now I forgot what I was saying, but maybe you need to declutter your shit, right? I know that when I have a whole day where I'm going to go ahead and work in the office, or if the weather's bad and we're not going outside, we're not doing the things, I cozy up my office. It is like my sanctuary, seriously. Like, I've got everything I love in here. All the books that I love, all the journals, all the notebooks, all the makeup, all the hair stuff. Bitch, we got lash stuff. We got Lumi lights. We have fucking everything in here. This is a fucking dream space. So I organize it up and I light the little candle and I'm like, hell yeah, let's get to work. Right? Anytime. I love it when I am coming up on my 3 day weekend, 4 day weekend where I'm not bartending and doing all the things. Like, my favorite thing is to get the house super cozy. I love that. So it's about appreciating what you have and making your home the most relaxing it can be. And the truth is, I only go to my room when it's dark. So that basket doesn't bother me ever. I don't have to look at it. I'm literally in my room when it's time for bed. So it's fine. Everything's fine. But the thing about just finding joy in being home is embracing everything that your home has to offer, literally. If you're stuck in for the winter, you're not out in the bad weather, like, bitch, I'm gonna tell you right now, call people, phone a friend. That's a thing. Like, I'm tired of the text thing. Just phone a friend. It's that easy. Plenty of fucking workouts on YouTube. How can I do a podcast without telling you to move your body? Move your body, relieve some stress, pump up your endorphins. Literally, hundreds of free workouts available. I know when I'm not feeling the best and I know I'm not going anywhere, one of the worst things I could do for myself is skip the shower. I don't know why when I skip the shower, It is like a trickle effect of like I skip the shower, then suddenly I'm in the kitchen making some ridiculously unhealthy food, and then I'm like, let's pour some cocktails, let's watch Netflix, and then I'm going back in for food. Like it is just not a thing. There's something about setting the tone in your day to take a shower. And bitch, get crazy. Sing in the shower. Do it. My husband does it all the time, and I feel like that is like his stress reliever. Just he belts stuff out. I could hear him at the bottom of the store, bottom of the stairs a lot. So, winter season, these days off, you guys are fucking grinding. You're out there doing the thing. And I know, okay, so I'm in a health and wellness company where we market weight loss and energy products. And one of the taboo things is like people taking naps. Like we celebrate people not taking naps. And the truth is, if I pump up on our energy and I take the full dosage of all those things, bitch, I can't nap. Like even if I wanted to. But I don't take it all on purpose because I'm gonna tell you a little secret, another confession from Brandon Lynette on the podcast. Listen, bitch, I like naps. I do. I like it. I take the boys to school in the morning and the girls and I come back and fall asleep on the couch. Like, I love it. I could do it. It's fun. My husband and I, the best days are when, Sunday we go do the errands and we do the grown-up things and the adult things, get the babies fed. We put a movie on and we just pass out. Like, that is some of my favorite times, my favorite moments. So it's okay to do the things. Another thing that, we love to do is just people watch, sit out on the porch, wave at all the neighbors, talk shit about all the cars driving by, try to figure out how people are living their life, right? What the heck is going on over in Mary's house? No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. You don't want to gossip about people, but just hang outside, just everything about your home inside out. I promise it boosts your mood to really appreciate that as the winter season kicks in. I know a lot of people are kind of like freaking out about, the holiday mood. Everybody gets a little moody around the seasons, and I get it. There's just a lot of like pressure and weird generational energy of like, should we be excited for the holiday? Should we be stressed out? My husband is one of those stress out. Okay. And he stresses me out. So I guess my advice is one of y'all has to move far away from family. So one of them isn't even an option. And then the other one just has to have family that's not really involved. So if there is an option of getting together, it's not stressful because it's the only time you're going to see them for the entire year. I would say my husband's family is more of like a seasonal family where we really see them on holidays. Holidays, that's it. So that's probably why he gets a little stressed out. It is a lot of work. They're not people that, are on the same energy wavelength. The conversation isn't always the same. So it's kind of a lot of work, right? It's a lot of work to be around people that are not your people. And just because they're blood doesn't make them your people, right? So yeah, it's a challenging time, but I don't want you guys to feel bummed out. Are your Christmas decorations up? Go ahead and let me know. Thank you guys for being in that Facebook group and being active. I'm not getting notifications, but every once in a while I just jump in the group and I scroll through and I see what I can see. So if you're out there and you've said something and I haven't said something, message me a few times. I do not want you to take it personal. Like Facebook is fucking me over, not in a fun way. Okay. And I'm considering other platforms. I know it's weighing me down. I just don't know. I don't know what to do. I keep thinking maybe if I wait it out, some of the glitches will get fixed. I know I actually get out of Facebook jail, which my profile disappearing has nothing to do with Facebook jail. I know that for a fact. But I keep thinking maybe something will change in my profile once I'm out. And I think I have like a week left. So a week left and I'm on their radar. But I love you, bitch. I want you to have an incredible weekend. Are you working today? I know a lot of people are not working, and then I know a lot of people that are. Like, cheers to the welders, because they are definitely going to work, but my fucking bank is closed. I need a new debit card and I can't go get it tomorrow because I forgot about it today, but no big deal. No big deal. Who needs to spend money? It's fine. Everything's fine. I love you, bitches. Thank you for being patient, considering you had part one and part two, and I suddenly ended the other one abruptly and I didn't even say goodbye. I super love you. I'm gonna hit end on purpose here. So you're gonna see part one, part two. I figure you guys could figure it out. You're smart as fuck. You're just gonna know I fucked up. That's it. So I love you guys. Have a great night.